cliffcentral.com.
Anyway, all right, we've got to get to collector mania this morning. It's always my favorite part of the week because I am a collector. Yes. And if you suffer from collectivism or collectionitis or whatever you want to call it, you might have an obsession with collecting certain things. You could be a fanatic, a devotee, an aficionado, someone exhibiting enthusiasm or strong passion for a particular thing. And this morning, we're continuing our weekly dose of collectomania. We're talking to compulsive collectors, and it's brought to you by the South African Gold Coin Exchange and the Scoin Shop. And for today's episode, we are joined by Jasmine Mulholland, who is one of the most interesting people that I know. And I had an inkling, I had some kind of idea in the back of my mind that this woman collected a whole bunch of crap. And I'm absolutely sure.
I mean, call it crap. I call it treasure.
It's her treasure. I don't know for a fact that it's crap. I can't say that, but I knew that you were a collector. So Jasmine Mulholland, if you don't know her already, she's also well known to our audience because she's Rich Mulholland's wife and beautiful partner. For how many years have you two been together?
10 years.
Good Lord.
Wow.
Good Lord. So, Jazz. So what do you collect? Because I just knew that you collected stuff, but I wasn't sure what it was. So tell us.
I said to Sia last night when you contacted me, I thought, you know, am I that transparent? I actually don't collect a lot of stuff. And I thought about it for the rest of the day and I thought, holy shit, I actually do collect a bunch of things. So I have a collection of collections. Yeah. The two things that came to mind first was my Christmas decoration collection. So I only got a few pieces out, the ones that I could get to. I've got these two really big, I've got like four or five really big trunks in the garage that are full of my decorations, but I've been collecting them since I was about 13 years old. People buy me Christmas decorations for Christmas. It's like a thing. Obviously, you know, Richard and I travel a lot with what he does. So I get to buy a lot of decorations when we travel. So I have three Christmas trees in my house.
Oh.
Come Christmas time. We actually need to invest in another one because my cat jumped onto the one and pulled it down. That last year I had to have my father-in-law drill holes into all the corners where the trees were to build a contraption that would stop the cat pulling the tree down. Because I wasn't going to do one of those American style upside down or put a cage around it. That was not going to happen. So I collect Christmas decorations. I have some really cool ones. Somebody bought this one for me last year, which I love.
What is that? It says,
if you haven't told me today, I'm vegan.
Oh, God. All right. Okay. I might have known. There we are.
We've got like really cute. How is this what a
is
camera?
It? Is that the Grinch?
I got the Grinch.
That's cool.
I've got the Grinch. We've got Christmas decorations from the Guinness storehouse.
So hang on. Did I make you, by asking you to be on this show this morning, did I make you go to the garage and haul out your Christmas decorations that are only meant to come out at the opposite time of the year?
Let me tell you, I was really excited when Sia called because I said to him, oh, am I going to have to get the decorations out? And then I thought, shit, I wish he had called me 2 days earlier because it's like a two-day thing to unpack and unbox. Everything's like in specialized boxes with bubble wrap and all sorts of stuff. There's some really delicate stuff here that's really old.
Amazing. I'm looking at all of this. So you guys have been all over the world. So you do collect like crazy stuff. You showed me that Guinness one just now. But you've got a fortune of these decorations. And what are those, a whole bunch of them on the fridge? Are those magnets?
No, they're all made out on a table. So after I unpack them, I've got to categorize them because they go to specific trees. So I have a white tree that goes in the dining room that's only kind of like, just because it matches the decor. So it's all like white and a soft blue and silver. And then I've got a traveling tree. A traveling tree hosts only decorations that I've bought on my travels with country names on them, for instance. And then I've got like a big red, classic red, green, and gold tree that I, oh my God, that's the one my cat pulled down, actually. It's like the biggest tree.
So she took it. I've got to say that one of the best things about this, if you know someone is like Jasmine, then you always know you can find them a Christmas present or a birthday present. It's easy because if you go to a place that she hasn't been to before and you buy her a decoration for a traveling tree, you've made her day. It's that easy. People who don't have a collection, if people don't have a hobby, it's very difficult to buy them presents.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. So, okay. Oh, that's my dog, Tank. He's the festivities.
Oh.
So if you look around him, you can see that, I mean, and this was in 2017, I think. So the collection has almost doubled since then.
It's amazing. That is so cool.
Goodness.
So even the dogs get in on this. All right, so Jazz, I know that that's not all you collect, but Christmas is my favorite time of year too. So I have a whole box of not four trunks as you call them of decorations, but I've got one box of those. I suppose you can call that a collection, but you've got other things as well, right?
I do. I collect tea sets. I started collecting tea sets when I was about 22. My first one was a Maxwell Williams, and then I had to really upgrade, and now I collect Wedgwood and Royal Alberts. And so I took out, I don't know if you can see, can you see? That's one individual teacup from each one of my sets.
Show us some of those close up because they look pretty amazing.
Oh, I love this. This is a single though. So this one my uncle got me because my birth month in it.
Oh, wow.
I know, right? We've got Wedgwood.
Are these very difficult to find? Oh, Wedgwood. Now, that is, I mean, some of those are very expensive and quite old. I mean, the Wedgwood factory started in like the 1700s in England.
Yes, very old. So I have a tea set that's like over 200 years old. It was my great-grand or something, and this is it. And it's still completely, fully intact.
That's beautiful.
I know. They really are.
And you haven't lost any. Because that stuff, obviously porcelain, that stuff will break very easily and, you know, you have to hand wash it yourself. Do you ever use the tea sets?
I do. I actually had a special cupboard built for my collection. So I only kind of bring it out at special occasions, but Richard and Richard's dad are not allowed to drink out of my tea sets because they are like pools in a china shop and it's like the tea sets don't come out with the two of them. So they get to drink out of like the thick mugs that I get from La Crusade.
Yeah. The ones that if you drop them, they just bounce.
Yeah.
Now, these are hard to find. Do you go to antique shops and like spend hours in there looking for stuff? Because they're always these little shops and then they have three or four of the teacups, but they haven't got the pot or they haven't got this or whatever. Do you really have to source the stuff from all over the world?
Not so much from all over the world. I've actually been lucky that I have found them locally. There's a really great little china shop in, what's it called? Oh, it's in Cape Town.
St. James, perhaps?
In Cold Bay,
I know that shop.
Oh, you know that shop?
I've collected some things from there. I have a small collection of jugs. So yes, I know that shop. It's actually in St. James, on the border of St. James in Cold Bay.
Okay.
And I've collected a few jugs from there, ceramic jugs. But that shop is like a museum. It is unbelievable. And yet you can't have children in there or allow Rich or his dad to walk through that shop because you can barely turn in there. It's really fascinating.
If memory serves me right, they actually make you take your handbag off your shoulder and make you leave it at the front door. It is like wall to wall. You've got to kind of walk sideways like a crab like this. That's crazy. That store's unbelievable. Gareth, to answer your question, I get my stuff there. I think I bought one or two cups overseas. People gift them to me because they know, obviously, I collect them, as well as my spoon collection. People also buy me spoons. So, I collect weird things.
Spoon collections. I would remember, there's always some bizarre old aunt who would collect spoons in every family, right? And they'd collect those
spoons. Those are the spoons I collect, though. I know what spoons you're thinking of. You're thinking of those ones with the weird little crests and all sorts of stuff on them. They have like a hanging cupboard that they like hang. I don't have one of those.
I hate those. but I want to refer to something. It's so ironic. We're talking about collections, and Leanne is collecting the one thing she doesn't need more of is jugs. I mean, that's right.
Just want to point that out. Oh, yes.
How long have you been collecting jugs for, Leanne?
No, I literally only have three of them.
Most people only have two, but okay.
I mean, I think I have more than three, but I wouldn't call it a collection.
No, exactly.
That's pretty
also, some break along the way. I mean, with moving, it's just a nightmare. As mentioned, Gareth, my mom has a collection of Ardmore, and those always break during the move. It's just, it's annoying.
No, well, I mean, that's why. So, I mean, Jasmine, you moved down to Cape Town a couple of years ago, and you must have been terrified that you'd break some of this stuff. Do you wrap it in bubble wrap and then in other stuff and polystyrene flakes and all kinds of crap?
Yeah, so the tea sets actually didn't go down with the movers. They came with me on the plane. I bought them a ticket, actually, for the seat next to me. I'm kidding. I didn't, but I was close. They were on the plane with me. I didn't send them down with the movers because I was terrified. It's something you can't replace, and that freaks me out.
Going back to the Christmas decorations for a second, I see you wearing a Darth Vader Christmas sweater. That is pretty damn awesome. I love that. That is so cool. Oh my God. Christmas in your house must be fantastic.
It is a thing. Everything's quite color coordinated. If I host Christmas, so Richard's immediate family, you're talking like 50 people. That's immediate.
Oh my God.
They're the ones who come to the house, and I specifically say to them, these are the colors that you have to wear for the photographs, and you have to wrap your Christmas presents in brown paper with either green, red, or gold ribbons. And if they wrap them in that colorful wrapping, I will rewrap them. I will wrap over the wrapping and underneath the tree.
You're a lunatic.
My OCD doesn't allow for like retro colors underneath the tree. It doesn't allow for that at all. I can't compute things like that.
All right. So we have Christmas decorations. We have tea sets. We have what else? What else have you got? Because I know that's not the end of the collection.
So I collect, I have a small collection of rocks. So when Richard and I travel, I like to bring back an actual piece of the country, like an actual piece of the country. I don't have any except this one lying around. So I got this one in Iceland, which is my favorite country to visit ever.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, oh, wow.
That's like some kind of piece of volcanic something that we got. Okay.
There it is. Look at that. That's pretty cool, though.
It's got like these incredible crystals growing inside. I don't know if you can see that.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I know.
That is pretty cool. No, because every time now you do have a piece of Iceland with you in your house, no matter what.
I do. Cool. So I collect like rocks from different countries, but I think the most bizarre collection that I have is a collection of spoons, like I was saying. So I collect spoons. I want to say it's a kleptomania. My spoon collection is more of a kleptomania with spoons. Oh. So I brought three of my favorites out here today to show you because I was telling Sia last night, I had, it must have been about 3 years ago, my mom called me and I was really upset because somebody had done something with my favorite spoon and I was really upset about it. And I thought, why bloody hell am I getting so upset about a spoon? And she started laughing and she said, oh my God, I thought you would have grown out of this. And I said to her, what do you mean? And she said, you've always had this weird thing with spoons. Since you were a kid, you refused to eat certain things with certain spoons. You didn't like how they felt or they hurt your lips or came up with something. And it is very much a real thing. So I will go to a restaurant and I'll, you know, they'll give me like a little teaspoon and I'll absolutely fall in love with it. And I, listen, in my defense, I always check the back to check the brand. And then I go online quickly to see if they're available. And I usually ask if I can have the spoon, but we know what the answer is going to be. So the spoon just kind of makes its way into
my head. Oh my God. She's a kleptomaniac, not a kleptomaniac.
It is a kleptomaniac. So let me explain. Those two green spoons are Richard's spoons because he's now adopted my love of spoons. That okay. black spoon is the spoon I drink like a brothy soup and noodles with. And that gold plastic spoon is the only spoon I will eat cereal with. I won't eat cereal with any other spoon.
My God, wow. You really are bizarre.
It is a thing. And then I've got spoons with that have been passed down to me and my family, like a silver spoon with obviously my maiden initials on them. You can't see. They say JJ on them. And then this is the greatest spoon of all time. So it's like, I don't know if you've ever seen a spoon like this.
It's got what is this?
It's like a tin opener.
I don't know why they make spoons like this anymore because it is effing genius. So that little hook over there, let me just show you one of mine or something. Hook, it's called a jam spoon. And you put it into the bottle and then it hooks onto the edge. So the spoon doesn't go into the jar and then you know you get it out and you get it all on your fingers. Ugh. So this, it's genius. I don't know why they're not making spoons like this anymore. Anyways,
that is unreal. Okay, I knew we would have a fun time with you this morning, but I actually completely underestimated how much fun we would have. No, really. This is probably my favorite Kleptomania episode so far, just because we've gone like the entire length and breadth and width of what.
Oh, sorry. We've gone over time.
No, not at all. I mean, I know there are probably still other things that you also collect. And I mean, I know you're an artist and you collect other art and you collect gin and a whole bunch of other stuff. But I mean, this is plenty to feed on for one morning. My God. Sia, you wanted to ask something?
No, I just marvel at the sheer passion of her collection. I've never thought I'd be this intrigued at someone discussing spoons for a couple of minutes.
Spoons are a serious thing, Sia. You know what? You're gonna spend the day today putting different spoons in your mouth, and you're gonna realize like, oh, that one actually feels really good. Oh, that one doesn't feel so good. Oh, that one works much better with a cold dessert than it does with a hot dessert. Like I have certain soup spoons that I'll eat certain soups with, and you'll start realizing this when you start concentrating on this. Your spoon awareness will just intensify, and you'll thank.
Well, I mean, people are saying that spoon that you showed us, the jam spoon, is genius. So they should be making more spoons like that. Carl says, this woman is crazy. Imagine Christmas at her house. It sounds fucking painful, he says, but I think it's Pichleng says, this person is crazy. Wow. She needs help. It's the best episode so far, I must say. Well, I knew she'd be good value. All right, listen. Love seeing you. Give our love to Rich Mulholland, please, because we always love to speak to him and to find out how he's doing. And we'll catch up with you soon. Jasmine, you were fantastic. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Anytime. Have a great day.
Awesome. Very, very good. There's Jasmine Mulholland and her collection. Isn't that cool?
Oh, gosh. Wow. Yeah. She has a lot of energy as well, hey? Lovely.
She's so good. Yeah, she's always been great. I've known her for years. I actually knew her before I knew Rich. And she's terrific. Ruth says, Gareth, do you remember the Darth Vader t-shirt I got you? Absolutely, Ruth. I still wear it often. I love anything Star Wars. So thank you for that. Of course I do.
One last Jasmine tidbit. She told me that Rich Mulholland just has one simple thing that he asks of her, which is, please don't put Christmas decorations up until after my birthday. That's all he asks of her. Now, his birthday is on the 14th or the 16th of October, And she literally counts the moments up until midnight strikes, his birthday is done, and then she puts Christmas decorations up. She says, this past year, she took her Christmas decorations down in mid-Jan. So from, you'd think like October to mid-Jan, Lord, that's a lot.
You know, I love that. I think people who are enthusiastic about things like Christmas, they just make it so special for the rest of us. I've always credited my mom with making Christmas so special for our family. And as a result, it's my favorite time of the year. I get as excited as Jasmine does. So I just absolutely love that. CliffCentral.com.